Random House Audible presents The Master of Rampling Gate by Anne Rice, read for you by Gigi Marceau. Spring 1888. Rampling Gate. It was so real to us in the old pictures, rising like a fairy tale castle out of its own dark wood. A wilderness of gables and chimneys between those two immense towers, grey stone walls mantled in ivy mullion windows, reflecting the drifting clouds. But why had Father never taken us there? And why, on his deathbed, had he told my brother that Rampling Gate must be torn down stone by stone?
"I should have done it, Richard," he said. "But I was born in that house, as my father was, and his father before him. You must do it now, Richard. It has no claim on you. Tear it down."
Was it any wonder that not 2 months after Father's passing, Richard and I were on the noon train headed south for the mysterious mansion that had stood upon the rise above the village of Rampling for 400 years? Surely Father would have understood. How could we destroy the old place when we had never seen it? But as the train moved slowly through the outskirts of London, I can't say we were very sure of ourselves, no matter how curious and excited we were. Richard had just finished 4 years at Oxford. 2 whirlwind social seasons in London had proved me something of a shy success. I still preferred scribbling poems and stories in my room to dancing the night away, but I'd kept that a good secret. And though